Blog Talk Radio.
We are not just going to be waiting for legislation in order to make sure that we're providing Americans the kind of help that they need. I've got a pen and I've got a phone, and I can use that pen to sign executive orders and take executive actions and administrative actions that move the ball forward. We are not just going to be waiting for legislation in order to make sure that we're providing Americans the kind of help that they need. I've got a pen and I've got a phone, and I can use that pen to sign executive orders and take executive actions and administrative actions that move the ball forward.
Generations from now, we will be able to look back and tell our children that this was the moment when we began to provide care for the sick and good jobs to the jobless. This was the moment when the rise of the oceans began to slow and our planet began to heal. This was the moment when we ended a war and secured our nation and restored our image as the last best hope on earth.
Now more than ever before, the people are responsible for the character of their Congress. If that body be ignorant, reckless, and corrupt, it is because the people tolerate ignorance, recklessness, and corruption.
Corruption. Corruption. Corruption.
Until now.
Now. Now. Now.
You feel that?
Welcome back to the program. I am your captain for this two-hour pleasure cruise, where we are dedicated to the fight and the preservation of freedom, regardless of the cost. And remember, shipmates, freedom is not cheap, but we can't afford it. It's tyranny that we cannot afford. And the only fear that we have to fear is our government. Now, I apologize this morning for what happened. First of all, it was late. This time it was not me. It was not my clumsy fingers. It's Blog Talk Radio again. Why they can't have a system that can hold the amount of people that are supposed to be on the air at the same goddamn time, I don't know. But I am getting sick and tired of it, and I'm not going to go off like I did a couple of weeks ago. I did have confirmation with them. Oh, and everything's going to work out fine, and, well, we haven't heard back from them yet. So it looks like they're back up to their old tricks again. Jesus Christ. I mean, who's running Blog Talk Radio? Is it goddamn government? Let's get in here today. Jesus, God. Congressional inquiry on Christine O'Donnell's tax records. I mean, when is it going to end is what I would like to know. I mean, this government has the IRS, the FBI, all law enforcement now, the EPA, the IRS. They've got all these government agencies in their little pocket. And they're using these agencies against you. For what? So they can have the control over you. And there's a lot of very ignorant people out there that think that what this government is doing is actually giving them freedom. This is how, I can't believe how people could be so obtuse, so blind that they cannot see that this government is not giving them freedom, but they're taking their freedom away. How you could be a Democrat, and especially a liberal, in today's society just says just how stupid you really are, and I mean stupid. There's a difference between just simply being ignorant and being stupid. Being ignorant simply means that you have lack of knowledge. You simply don't know it. I don't know how to do brain surgery. Obviously, Blog Talk Radio doesn't know how to get a system that can handle a lot of callers at once. Evidently, they're using the same company as healthcare.gov. I don't know. But ignorance simply means lack of knowledge. Stupid means you have the knowledge but refuse to use it or accept it. Or you're just too goddamn lazy to go out and find it. That is what a liberal is today. They're just too frickin' lazy to go out and do the goddamn research it takes to learn. If they don't hear it on television, or one of their stupid little friends or their little college professors doesn't give them a line of BS, they don't know. And then when you argue with them and show them the proof, the actual physical concrete proof, they flat refuse to accept the fact that they were wrong. It's your fault why they were wrong, after you proved to them that they were wrong. Okay, that's arrogant. That's a very deadly combination, and I do mean deadly. Ignorance and arrogance is very dangerous. And that's what we have far too much in our government, far too much, more too much in our public. Because if our public is this lazy and this stupid and this, well, what's the right word here I'm looking for? I don't know exactly what the actual right word is. But they just flat refuse to accept the fact that the knowledge that they have isn't knowledge. Bogus. But they will stand and they will argue and blame you for being a hater because you don't believe in the untruth. Now, how could you be a hater because you don't believe in something that doesn't exist? Well, I don't believe in the goddamn tooth fairy either. Does that mean I'm a hater? I don't believe in the stupid Easter bunny. Does that mean I don't believe there's rabbits? So now getting back to Christine O'Donnell, and you knew that what it was. It doesn't really matter to the left. If anybody on the right is gaining any kind of popularity, they have to find a way to bring them down, and they use all the government agencies to do so. When was the last time you ever saw a Democrat taken down from government agencies? Matter of fact, when was any time a Democrat was taken down by government agencies? Huh? Oh, Blagojevich. Yeah, oh, Blagojevich. I forgot about him. Well, there was really nothing they could do about it because, the wrong person found out the information and made it public. Otherwise, we would have never known about it. But if you're a Republican and you're making any headway, you're getting any kind of popularity with the American people, they're going to find a way. Find a way to bring you down with one government agency after another. And if they got to get them all involved, they will. They got no trouble at doing that. The only fear we have is our government. That's not freedom. When the government fears us, that is freedom. We need to make this government fear us. But if we're going to be too goddamn lazy, first of all, to learn the goddamn facts, unlike liberals who will then just argue because they want the facts to be a certain way rather than what they actually frickin' are, then how do we stand a chance? How are we supposed to be a free people when we have too many people in this country that just don't give a damn? They'd rather sit on the couch and watch their MSNBC and badmouth Republicans instead of going out and actually researching and finding out the information. Oh, and by the way, we've got a lot of stuff to come up here. And it takes me forever to get through it, but we're going to get through it. That disgusting, repugnant Bob Schieffer. What a piece of garbage this guy is. I'm sorry, but what a dirtbag. I've never liked him. I don't trust him. I don't trust anybody in the media anymore. I really don't. You watch these people after a while, and you start to see their true colors come out. You start to see what kind of people they are. And I'm sick and tired of people saying, oh, that person, he's a stand-up guy. What do you mean stand-up guy? He stands up and lies. Is that what you mean by a stand-up guy? What the hell do you mean that? I'm sick and tired of this Carvel. This James Carville? What a creep. I'm sick and tired of people saying he's a stand-up guy. When was the last goddamn time any amount of truth has ever come out of that fat, repugnant mouth of his? And his wife ain't much better either. She's been around him too long. She's not conservative. I don't know what the hell she is, but she's just as obnoxious as he is. I'm sick of these people. Why these people are, I guess, the leading talking heads in our society, that really shows what kind of trouble we are actually really in. Jesus Christ, man. Got to do a major turnaround in 2014. This November election, there needs to be a lot of turnaround. I know you people don't get tired of hearing it, but man, I mean, just look at history. Study the history. Before you can have any knowledge whatsoever of the president or the present or the future, you must first completely understand the history. And if you think for one second that this, what's going on in this country today, between the IRS, the EPA, the NSA, the TSA, the FBI, the CIA, the administration, the government itself, period, all of it. If you actually have no idea what they are doing to you, what they are doing to us, and what they are doing to the sovereignty of our nation, the solvency of our nation. Now people say, well, no country, oh, so what, you got all this debt, you're never going to go, you're always going to remain solvent, you're not going to go, you always keep your sovereignty, you're not going to, oh, that's not going to happen. Really? Huh. What happens when China says we want our money back and we don't have it? Now we got to go to war over it? Is that what we need? We're starting a civil war in this country. And you people on the left, you better stop. Because the people on the right aren't going to put up with it any longer. And the right is growing, just so you know. You're losing ground on the left. This country is more on the side of the right than they are on the left. And those are facts. That's not opinion. You need to stop pushing people. You need to stop pushing me. Because I'm going to start pushing back. I'm not going to put up with it. I got no trouble fighting this government by myself. I don't give a damn. I was born in a free country. And I'm going to do every goddamn thing I can to die in a free country. I'm not going to die in this country this way. This country is not free. And if you think it is, where? Where is the freedom? Because I'd like to have some of it. The law is meant to protect the privacy of personal tax information. Critics argue that it is being used to prevent guilty parties in the IRS or elsewhere from being exposed. The IRS has been used as a political weapon, something in the campaign arsenal of the higher-ups for so long that, of course, there are going to be measures put in place to protect the secrecy of what they're doing, Ms. O'Donnell said. I think what is exactly what's happening here. And this is exactly why there needs to be a hearing. Akin with the hearings. No, they need to take these sons of bitches and throw them in frickin' jail. Enough is enough with this crap. Look, if I were to do that against somebody or a certain group, don't you think that I would be thrown in jail? Don't you think you would be thrown in jail? How could our government get away with this and not go to jail? But it's okay for them, but not for you. So we have another stupid hearing. And what do we get out of it? Well, we get a lot more BS. We get a lot more people taking the fifth. Oh, I don't recall. What difference does it make? I don't know. I wasn't told. I heard about it on the news. John Boehner, you are a sorry sack of just soppy soup. You have no balls. You are ballless. You have no testicles, sir. I've had enough of you. Get the hell out. You are the Speaker of the House, for Christ's sakes. Can you at least act like it? Why don't you do this, Mr. Boehner? Why don't you come out and tell the goddamn truth that you're a frickin' Democrat? I would respect you for that, because you'd be telling me the truth. What I don't respect you do, you sir, is lying to me and tell me how great and conservative you are. And you've never broken one conservative value. Really? How about the roughly $4 trillion in debt that you've allowed to go under our tenure? You're going to sit here and tell me you've never violated a conservative value since you've been Speaker of the House? I'm sick of these people. I don't care how good a person they are. I don't care if they're good guys or nice guys. You can sit here and drink a beer with them. I don't want to drink a beer with the sons of bitches. I want them to do their goddamn job and stay the frig out of my life. I'm just sick of them all. There's no excuse for any of this stuff that we're talking about here right now. No excuse. There's no excuse for me to even be on this goddamn airwaves right now. None. There is no excuse for this whatsoever. None. But yet here we are. Here we are. For Ms. O'Donnell, the improper assessing of her tax records, you remember that when she ran for office. I'm not a witch. Whoever told her to do that ad was an idiot. But they were going to get her anyway. Whether she made that stupid witch commercial or not, they were going to bring her down. And what I remember of it, those tax records, they were, well, phony. They weren't real. How did they get away with that? How were they allowed to get away with that? Well, because they were working for the right side, the Democrats. You Democrats, I'm telling you, you better slow down and you better stop. That game can only be played for so long. And when the other side starts to play that game, you little bastards are going to be in trouble. Now, I know I'm it's all hyperbole, all just a big loud mouth, just nothing but hot air. Really? Was it hot air when we told you about Obamacare? What was going to happen? Was that hot air? Huh. Was it hot air when we told you what was going to happen with the stimulus packages? Was that hot air? Keep it up. Eventually, you will learn your lesson. But it's going to be too late, and it's going to be very, very painful and very, very costly. But if you're okay with the pain and the cost, well, then keep it up. Keep running your fat mouths. Keep using government agencies to bring down Republicans. Keep it up. Keep it up. Keep it up. You can only push people so far and for so long, and when they rise up, and they will, that's when things are going to get ugly and get real ugly real quick. So if you want to avoid that, liberals, you need to back off. Back off. Game cannot last forever. You will end up paying a very big price for this. So think before you act. Just as she was announcing, Ms. O'Donnell, her ill-fated 2010 Senate bid, a tax lien was placed on her house, purported to be hers. Well, the lien was highly publicized and used to discredit Ms. O'Donnell, just as it was getting off the, just as her campaign was just getting off the ground and gaining headway, and she was winning in the polls, and people were liking her. Oh, that means we've got to discredit her now. We can't win them by the issues, so we have to discredit the candidate. And you're telling me that's not cowardly? That's not a coward. That's not a cowardice act. Really? What would that be? That doesn't seem brave to me, that you're going to bring somebody down on a bogus tax lien that doesn't exist. You're going to make it up and get her out of the race so your guy can win. Because you can't win on the issues, on the facts, on the truth. And you're telling me that's not cowardly. That's not a coward doing that. Really? Wow. That's a big coward, a big fat coward. The Liberal Party are nothing but cowards. They're all cowards. They're not going to fight you on the issues. They can't win on the issues. First of all, they don't know the issues. They don't understand them. They make up issues like global warming, It's all Republicans. The Republicans are the only ones who create global warming, not them. These people have no idea. Most people on the left are the biggest contributors to global warming, and they have no idea. But yet, it's all the right's fault, because the right invented it, because we want to kill people, because we don't like people. We hate people. And the global warming is only targeted so it just kills blacks and women. Jesus Christ. How you people on the left, man, how you go to sleep at night, I just don't know. I don't get it. How could you possibly be that obtuse? It's beyond obtuse. It's just plain stupidity. It's lazy. I can't deal with lazy people. I cannot deal with lazy thinking people. People who can't go out and get the goddamn information on their own. They just listen to somebody tell them, and they just accept it. I don't accept anything anybody tells me. I don't care who you are. I don't care how many goddamn college degrees you have. What does that mean? Well, just because you have a college degree means you can't lie? Because you win an election and get reelected means you can't lie? Because you're a doctor, you can't lie? Are you kidding me? I can't even begin to tell you how many times frickin' doctors have lied to me. Right to my face. And yeah, I am the kind of guy, and I let them know about it. Do not lie to me. I'm not afraid of a doctor. You're going to lie to me? I don't give a damn who you are. Well, it did take me over 2 hours in that goddamn office before I finally found out the frickin' truth. I browbeat this son of a bitch for I don't know how long. And then I let him know, if I got to go through this kind of crap again just to get one frickin' answer, I said, you and me, we're going to have a row because I'm not going to put up with that crap. I'm sorry, sir. I'm sorry. No, you're not sorry. You're a sorry excuse for a doctor, but you're not sorry that you did what you did. Because I'm sure that as soon as I left, you did it again to the next patient. I cannot stand people who lie. They're afraid to tell you the truth. For what? Don't worry about whether you're going to protect me. Let me worry about whether the truth is going to protect me or not. Or whether this lie is going to protect me or not. Let me decide for that. This is my job. You don't protect me. I protect me. And stop sticking your finger up my ass every 2 minutes. Build an x-ray machine or something. Good God, man. Anyway, back to Miss O'Donnell. Just as her candidacy was getting off the ground, oh, look at this, we've got Aileen, even though she had no longer owned the home in question. Didn't even own the home. But yeah, she's got a lien on it. Wonder how that happened. Oh, the IRS wouldn't do something like that. It was just a rogue employee. It was a computer glitch. Anybody tired of these excuses? And why has this press corps, and I'm sorry, but the White House press corps is just pathetic. I mean, Ed Henry every once in a while will ask a tough question, but he's still got a long way to go. You're not going to get anything with Jay Carney. He's a little worm. But we need a responsible press corps. Unfortunately, there's only maybe one or two of them that are even barely lean towards the right. Which reporters shouldn't lean left or right. They should lean towards the goddamn news. Well, no, they got to protect their guy. What do you mean protect their guy? You don't protect anybody. That's like your job as a reporter. Your job is to report the facts. Did we get a reporter that did anything with this Miss O'Donnell? No. Got a little bit, but got nothing. Even this story that I'm reading, I read most of it, but it's still nothing. Nothing's going to happen to this. Nothing's going to happen. Nobody's going to lose their job. And nobody's going to have to go in front of a judge and jury and explain why they targeted a Republican candidate for Senate. That's not going to happen. Well, they might have to go to one, you know, to one of these hearings, and they can plead the fifth, and they can lie all they want to. They're not going to be held accountable or responsible. This is our job. We've got to hold these people accountable and responsible. And those that aren't doing their job need to go, Mr. Boehner, Mr. King, Mr. McConnell. Mr. McCain, and every goddamn Democrat that voted for this stupid Sotoro care, every single one of you needs to go. If we're going to bring our country back to where it was, where we had actual freedom, and we didn't kowtow to the terrorists, we don't throw our citizens in jail for making a video that offend the almighty Prophet Muhammad, which wasn't really about offending Muhammad anyway. It was a spoof. Spoofs aren't meant to offend. Maybe if people were, I don't know, smart, they would know what a spoof is. It's not meant to offend. Spoofs do not offend. Stupid people offend. I just find it absolutely, I just don't, there isn't a word big enough for my anger, my distrust, my lack of regard for this government. When they're going to take an American citizen, throw him in jail over a video that he made that nobody saw, including every single one of those people that raided the Benghazi compound. They didn't see it. That's not what it was about. It was about all the weapons. It had nothing to do with the video. So this administration blames a citizen, for exercising his freedom of speech. And art is freedom of speech. I am an artist, so I do know freedom of speech. And I believe in ultimate freedom of speech. You don't have to like it. You can hate it. You can hate their frickin' guts. But you can't persecute because they say something you don't like. You don't like what they say? Well, want to argue with them? Argue with them. See if you can prove them wrong. Maybe you can come to some kind of consensus. If not, turn around and go the other way. But keep your fat mouth shut because nobody's interested. But how we can allow our government to prosecute this guy, throw him in jail, and he's still in jail for something that he did not do. And they blamed this man for the uprising in Benghazi, for the four deaths of four American brothers, when it was this government, this administration, this State Department, who relaxed the security, opened the door for terrorism to come waltzing right in, kill our men, take whatever you want, and burn the goddamn place down. No problem. And not once, but twice are we going to stop the rescue party. We don't want the rescue party. What was your goal, the Obama administration? I'd like to know what your goal was. Was it to kill everybody in the compound or just those four people that died? Or was it just to kill the ambassador? What was it? Give us that number. Was it to kill everybody? Huh? Why would you relax that? The security. And why would you give not one but two stand down orders when we had people ready to go to help? Why is that not a treasonous offense? I don't know. It's treasonous in my book. I find it treasonous. And I find the defense secretary treasonous as well. We don't send troops into harm's way without knowing all the information on the ground. Why is this man allowed? Why was this man not fired immediately for making that statement? We do send troops into harm's way without knowing all the information on the ground, especially when they're being attacked. But even if they're not being attacked, we do send troops into harm's way without knowing all the information on the ground. It's called recon. That's their job. That's what they're trained to do. That's their sole purpose. And then, well, we couldn't get there on time. If that wasn't treasonous enough, then the fact that he said, well, we couldn't get there on time, how is that not treasonous? How do you know how long a battle's going to last? Was there a time limit on battles now? I didn't know that. When my ship went in, we didn't have a time limit. We weren't saying, well, we could bomb from this time to that time and that's it. No, you bomb until the bombing's done. You do your job and you don't quit until it is done. There's no time limit. There's no time limit on battles. Especially when you're there to, well, save your American brothers. But we can't get a government to, well, police itself. So this is our job. So come November, we need to do a good job, a great job, a wonderful job, by voting these creeps out, period. The IRS eventually blamed the lien on a computer. See, I didn't even read this goddamn article. And what did I say beforehand? They're going to blame it on a computer glitch. Here it is. Blame the lien on a computer glitch and withdrew it. A computer glitch. How does a computer just obviously accidentally put a lien on somebody's home, one that they don't own? How does that happen? That had to have been manually inputted. Don't think for one second. But do we have a responsible enough media to go out there and question it? No. Do we have a responsible enough Congress to hold these bastards' feet to the fire over this? No. We have far too many cowards in this Congress. And most of them are in the Republican Party. The Democrats are in attack mode. And Republicans are in the surrender mode. We need you people out. We don't need any more surrenders. You want to surrender? Well, surrender your position and get the hell out of Congress. Surrender your little button, your little lapel button that says you're a member of Congress. Excuse me. Surrender that button and get your ass back to wherever state you came from. That's what you need to do if you want to surrender so bad. But you don't surrender for me. That's number one. You don't surrender for the American people, especially our base. We didn't want you to surrender, but you did it anyway. You were not working for us. And that's the only reason why you are there, to work for us, not for you, not for the administration, not for Congress, not for any part of the government, but for the American people. Ms. O'Donnell sold the home in 2008, and financial documents from her lender show that her back payments were satisfied in July of that year, long before the IRS indicated the erroneous lien. Ms. O'Donnell also battled a three-year audit of her personal finances that ultimately ended with her repaying $1,100 to the federal government. Okay, they're going to go after this woman for $1,100? For 3 years, and all they get is $1,100. You tell me that's not made up, that's not fake, that's not phony, that's not targeting, that's not illegal, that's not criminal, and these people should not go to jail? What? I mean, how? What, are you kidding me? What if they did that to you? Oh, that's a different story. Well, she was a politician, so it doesn't really matter. Well, no. American is an American is an American is an American. Whether you're a politician or not, you're still an American. You still have the Constitution. Our government doesn't use it. Most of the citizens don't even understand it. But we still do have it. I don't even think our Justice Department understands the Constitution. How can you possibly understand a Constitution that you violate from top to bottom? And I know you've heard me talk about it. What this administration has done just in the preamble is grounds for impeachment just on that. Forget about the body. Forget about the Bill of Rights. Forget about all the other amendments. Forget about anything. Just strictly stick preamble of the Constitution, and you have grounds for impeachment just on that. Then you couple with the body. The legislative branch, God only knows how they have violated this their oath, their job. The executive branch, Jesus, God, I mean, you might as well just redact the whole thing. We don't need the Article 2. We certainly don't need Article 1. The president, he doesn't even acknowledge there's a Congress. What Congress? Congress. We don't need a Congress. We got a king. And why do we need a Supreme Court? This Supreme Court, you know, we do have some good people on the Supreme Court. We've got a couple of good justices. We got one we thought was going to be good. He ended up being a dirtbag, just a real bust. Yeah, you hear that, Mr. Roberts? Yeah, and I'm not going to call you Justice Roberts. When you act like a justice, I will call you Justice Roberts. As far as I'm concerned, you're not a justice. You don't know justice. You're a mister. You did a bad thing, Mr. Roberts. A very bad thing. Maybe there's something you can do later on that you can correct it, but for the time being, you've done a very disservice, a very bad thing, a huge disservice to this country. I hope you sleep at night, Mr. Roberts. I hope you sleep. Pleasant dreams. You're a creep. You're all creeps. I'm sick and tired of you all. And I'm also sick and tired of people saying, well, because you protest or you disagree with the government and you criticize the government, that you hate government. You're anti-government. What the frig? What's the matter with you idiots? Do you not listen? Do you not pay attention? Are you not focused? This has nothing to do with anti-government. This has to do with responsible government, limited government. We don't need big government. Yeah, I am completely 100% against big government. I hate it. With every fiber of my being, the purest, most unmitigated meaning of the word hate, I hate big government. I'm not afraid to admit it. I hate it. I'm for small government, limited government, just the government it takes to run the country, because that's the only purpose for the government. It's okay for people to be free. We can't seem to get a government in there in Washington that understands that. And partly this is our fault for voting these people who don't understand the government. Maybe the citizens don't understand the government. Maybe you people should have paid attention when you were in school. But the problem is a lot of these people paid attention in school. That's the problem, because the teacher didn't know. So they taught you something completely different, and they paid attention, and they learned something. So when you tell these people, especially anybody under the age of 30, 35, I'm sorry, but you're idiots. You're stupid people. You're manufactured idiots. You have been manufactured. You have been created in the classroom to be an idiot. Maybe that's not your fault. I don't know. You have been shown the truth. You have been told the truth, but you refuse it. You refuse to listen to it. So I can't really give you a big pass on that. If you're going to believe your little school teachers and your little college professors over the truth, well, that says more about you than it says about anything else. You don't take people's word for it. You got to go out and research yourself. Figure it out. Most of this stuff is just common sense. But see, we don't have the common sense anymore. Because, see, a mock gun with your finger, that's a threat to society. People can die. You know how I wonder what the exact number is of how many people were shot and killed with a finger gun and a finger bow and arrow. I wonder how many people have died. I wonder what that real number is. I wonder if the government took a survey. I wonder if the FBI has got those stats. I wonder. It's good grog. I'm sure the school districts, they got to have that number somewhere, right? They've got to have a list of numbers of all these people that have died from a finger gun. That's why it's such a big threat. That's why they got to bring in the police. These roid-raged, all buffed-out cops to come in there and put handcuffs on a 10-year-old kid for making a mock gun with his fingers. Yeah, that's real brave, cop. Takes four of you guys to arrest a 10, 12-year-old? You got to put him in handcuffs? Okay, you should put the teacher and the principal for calling you down there. You should put them in handcuffs and take them into jail for taking you away from out there protecting the public. Maybe there's a rapist. Maybe there's a robber. Maybe there's a murder. Maybe there's this, there's that. A drunk driver. Now you're at this school arresting a 10-year-old kid, putting him in handcuffs. It takes four of you bastards. You're gonna arrest a child for making a gun with his fingers? Okay, first of all, the teacher and the principal should be removed from the classroom and never allowed to teach again, never allowed to work anywhere near a school. Not even go on the goddamn school grounds. And the cops, yeah, you should have lost your job as well, too. We need common sense. And I know you've heard me say this before. I don't have a problem with the police force. I have a problem with the police force. And they use far too much force. They don't need to use as much force as they need. I don't want to sit here and listen to some whiny, snot-nosed little bratty cop tell me, you don't know what it's like on the street. I don't need to know what it's like on the street to know that you're not doing your goddamn job. When you bring four big, buffed-out, goddamn roid-rage cops in to arrest a 10-year-old kid for making a freaking handgun with his goddamn fingers, that is you not doing your job, cop. Don't sit here and tell me you don't know what it's like on the street, crap, because we're not talking about that. Pay attention. Jesus Christ, man. They got more people in these jails in this country, which is absolutely just ridiculous. They got guys doing life in jail for pot. Excuse me? Pot? Okay, marijuana grows naturally. Okay, it's not made. Cocaine is man-made. Alcohol is man-made. Marijuana is earth-made. I'm sorry. Care if you don't like marijuana or not. You don't have to smoke it. If you don't like it, don't smoke it. But if you're going to criticize it, at least you can do is understand it. Do a little research. You're going to throw people in jail, life in jail for nonviolent crimes? I think a lot of these jailers and a lot of these cops and a lot of these judges and especially a lot of politicians, they need to go to jail. Maybe they can see from the firsthand what it's really like. Maybe they might get the idea, hey, wait a minute. We've been doing really bad things to really good people. This is not our job. We're not protecting the American people. We're screwing the American people. Well, that'll never happen. Well, looks like we've got a caller on the line. Let's find out. Oh, hello. You're on now with the captain. Can you hear me?
Yeah, how you doing, Captain?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
Good. I'm good. I'm just, you know, it's James, and I'm calling right here with my friend Joey, and we're calling from Chicago. This is our first time calling this radio show.
It's fun.
I agree with everything you're saying. I agree with what you're saying, that, you know, these guys, they should just be put in jail. Give them 20 years in jail, man, because these guys are getting given out. I don't know how many years to a lot of people. For what? For laws they don't even follow. You don't even follow the law. You don't even follow your own law, but you want to put me in jail for your petty, you know, for a law you don't even follow.
Exactly. Right on the money. You're right on. No, I mean, look, we all need a police force to protect ourselves. Okay? That's fine. But you don't need these cops that are all roid rage and just at the drop of a hat just start beating people, throwing people in jail just because, for what? I just have a problem with that. I believe in ultimate freedom. Unless you're hurting somebody, harming somebody, stealing from somebody, the cops shouldn't even get involved, neither should the citizens. I believe in just ultimate freedom. Freedom of speech. I don't care. You don't have to like what somebody's saying. You can hate what they say. But you can't persecute them because they say something different than what you believe. So.
Right.
So, what are you guys having a party this morning in Chicago?
No, I just called up to tell you that I got a tattoo. It says, "Don't tread on me with the snake in the revolution."
Absolutely, my friend. I got a tattoo too. I got it in the Philippines. It's got a serpent around a ship. I'm thinking about putting "Don't tread on me" on that and get it redone. So.
You should. I'm telling you, that should be the new American flag right there.
Well, it used to be, but that was before.
Yeah.
But see,
it's
now,
crazy.
If you say don't tread on me, now that makes you a hater. And who you're hating, I don't know. I don't know what that means.
It makes you radical. It makes you a radical now.
Oh, I know. I know, because you believe in freedom and you believe in the Constitution. How is freedom radical? Freedom
right.
is for everybody.
I know.
It's not just for one particular group, which I don't believe in groups anyway. I just hate groups. You got to put everybody in the gay group, the transcontinental gender groups, the black group, the white group, the Asian group, this group and that group. It's ridiculous. We've only got one group in this country, and that's the American group. That's it, period. We understood that. we'd all be a lot better off. We're all going to be equal. We're all going to be free. We need to consider ourselves equal and to consider ourselves one people. Okay, fine. We come in every color, every shape, every size, every sex, but we're still one group. We're American. That's just me. So.
Oh, yeah. You're very right about that one.
So, well, all righty, my friend. I got a whole bunch of other stuff I got to get through here today. I appreciate the call. Make sure you listen to the program again. You want to call back again? Knock yourself out. Bring your friends. Do whatever you got to do. Get whatever's on your chest. Get yourself off the chest. So, in any event, thank you very much for calling here today. See how easy that was, folks? You can call up. You can talk to Captain. Get whatever it is you off your chest if I don't shut up and allow you to speak. But that's what this show is all about. Look, if we're all going to be together, well, we need to take part. If we're going to fight this, which we have to fight this, we got to fight this together. If we're going to fight together, we got to get together. We can't just sit and watch television, watch Fox News, watch MSNBC and think we got all the information we need. We can't listen to Blog Talk Radio and think we got all the information we need. We got to do work on our own, man. We got to come together and we got to fight this. If you don't like freedom, okay, well, then you need to get out. There's plenty of countries in this world that you can go to where you don't need to get your freedom. You don't have to be free. You can have the government tell you everything you need to know to live your life. Tell you how to think, how to eat, how to breathe, what to feel, how to feel, who to like, who to dislike, what to say and when to say it. If that's the way you are, well, then fine. There's plenty of countries you can move to. But we can't have that in this country anymore. I can't have anybody telling me what the hell to say, what the hell to do. That's my job. Right, wrong, good, bad, or indifferent, that is my job. That is your job. You have your right to feel, to think, to see, to do what you want to do. You have to make that own decision. That's your responsibility to be a tyrant of yourself, of nobody else, just yourself. Maybe if we had a few more cops, maybe a few more politicians that understood that, where they spent more time worrying about themselves than they did about how they can screw the American people, how they can make more millions of dollars using the American taxpayers' dollar. These creeps go into office, oh yeah, they got a couple hundred thousand dollars. And when they walk out, they got a couple hundred million. I'm just sick of it all. All right, where the hell was I? Before the ordeal began, Miss O'Donnell said she was warned what would come. Of course, you're Republican, Miss O'Donnell. As she pondered a Senate run, she said she was told by a prominent political figure in Delaware that if she challenged Mr. Castle, a former Delaware governor and congressman, and a fixture in the state Republican Party, that the IRS and the others would F with her head. Uh-oh. And that was written here, it's in quotations, F with her head. I didn't make that up. The case eventually spawned an inquiry with Senator Chuck Grassley of Iowa, an influential Republican who serves on the Finance and Judiciary Committees. Again, with these goddamn committees. Why do we have all these committees? What do we get from all these committees? Well, we get a subcommittee out of them. And then we get a sub-subcommittee. But what results do we get? Where's the results? Look, I love you, Daryl Issa. Look, I've never met you, but if I did, I'm pretty sure we'd get along and we'd be good friends. I love your hearings. You can throw a hearing, like nobody. The hearings are fine. Yeah. But what are the goddamn results? Well, nothing. What results? How many IRS hearings did we have? How many hearings did we have on Benghazi? How many on Fast and Furious? What was the end results? What did we get? Four Americans dead from Benghazi. One American dead with Fast and Furious. I don't know what the hell the IRS and the NSA have been up to as late. But we know the damage that the IRS has caused. Where are those hearings? Where's the results for this? Where's our results? Why have a hearing if you're not going, if you're just going to let these people either plead the fifth or just lie to you? Okay, yeah. Eric Holder lied and you held him in contempt. Oh, okay. Whoop-de-whoop. Hold you in contempt. And that was what? 5 years ago, this Fast and Furious? And you've held him in contempt. And what has happened because of that? Nothing. And nothing is going to happen. Then the new administration will come in and that has to be, well, that's all forgotten. So, Mr. Issa, if you're going to have a hearing, do it in front of a grand jury. No more congressional hearings. I love you. I think you're doing a great job. You're on the right side. But we can't have any more hearings. No more committees. No more subcommittees. No more conversations. We need action. And we need it now. We've got a government has run completely amok. We've got a police departments that are just, they're overstretching their bounds. The NSA, the EPA, for Christ's sakes. The EPA now carries guns, machine guns, and full body armor. Swoops in out of the trees to test water in Chicken, Alaska. These gold miners are out there trying to get gold, man. Put a couple of meals on the table to feed their family. And they got the EPA? In full body armor, sidearms, and machine guns swooping in out of the trees just to test water? And we don't have a problem. That's not excessive force. Really? Not excessive force. Well, what the hell is it, then? That's what I'd like to know. What the hell is it? Test tube. You do not get a gun. You make recommendations. You do not make policy. I mean, my Lord, now they got this, look, you can go back and forth all this with this, what do they call that in New York City where they just stop and frisk? I got a big problem with that stop and frisk. I'm sorry. I got a huge problem with that. Look, if you stop somebody because they were speeding or reckless driving or whatever, and you notice as they got the back seat is just loaded with automatic machine guns and all kinds of stuff. Okay, you might want to take a little bit of an inquiry. Find out, hey, what's going on here, Chief? But when you stop somebody and then just take them out and frisk them and see all their guns, no. I don't care if they're breaking the law. That's not the point. Okay, we do have a Fourth Amendment in this country. Let me see if I can find it, just to make sure that I get the right verbiage. Let me see if it's still in the Constitution. Oh, look at, there it is. There it is. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, which is you. Houses, which is where you live. Your papers. Your effects against unreasonable searches and seizures. Now how? Just because you're driving down the road. And you look, you got the right color. Now we got to stop you. Now we got to frisk you and find out if you have any weapons. Even though the Second Amendment, which says right here, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. So not only did they violate the Second Amendment, but they violated the Fourth. What other violations have they done here? Well, I mean, you could go on for days. And the American people allow this to continue. I mean, this stuff, I'm sorry, man, but it just gets me just hot. I can't put up with this stuff. I have no tolerance and patience for things that are not just simple common sense. If somebody's not breaking the goddamn law, don't harass them until they do. You start harassing people, of course they're going to smart off to you. And once you smart off to a cop, the roid rage kicks in. They blow out their sticks. They beat the living hell out of you. They taser you. If they have to, they shoot you.
But you don't know what it's like on the street.
Yeah, I do know what it's like on the street. Because I have to deal with people like you. Maybe you need to learn what it's like on the street, cop. Look what it's like to be a citizen. Maybe you've never been harassed. Maybe that's the problem. Maybe you've never been harassed when you were doing nothing, when you weren't committing any crime, weren't bothering anybody. Maybe you haven't been harassed when you were doing that. But a lot of people have because of you. You want respect, cops. You're going to have to, you have to earn it. Respect and disrespect are both earned. I can't show you disrespect until you've earned it. I cannot show you respect unless you've earned it. I've seen far too many people in our government, including law enforcement, that have earned nothing but disrespect. Very seldom do we see anybody in any kind of position of authority, whether they're a cop or judge or politician. Very seldom do we see somebody shine and give us a reason to respect them. Very seldom does that happen. Well, that needs to change. We're one people. That's all we are. We're American. We're not European. We don't live like Europe. We live like Americans, which means we're free. We don't care how you live your life. You can live your life any way you want to, but don't tell us how to live ours. I'm sick and tired of the government telling me how to live my life. And I got far too many, I got a lot of liberal friends. I'm in the theater, so you can't help it. They're all liberal. I call them made by TV Democrats because they have no knowledge outside of what they what the news reports are. Have no knowledge whatsoever of anything other than what they've seen on television. They're very limited, and they will argue with you. I mean, ad nauseum, and call you a hater, and you're a racist, and you're a homophobe, and a misogynist, and you're all these things because you argue with them. Well, yeah, I am going to argue with you. I'm telling the truth, and I don't know what the hell you're telling me, but it's far from the truth. So, yeah, I am going to argue with you. Jesus, God. It's not that difficult to do research, by the way, and it doesn't hurt. Believe it or not, you don't feel any pain, and you don't bleed. Nothing. And you actually, you know what really happens when you gain that knowledge after you've done your research and you've gained all this knowledge? You know what happens? Well, you feel good. Like, wow, I learned something. I gained some knowledge. That makes you feel good. You accomplished something. You watch television sitting on the couch with a bag of Cheetos shoving down your gullet. Not much accomplishment going on there, except for maybe you might gain a few pounds. But you certainly didn't gain any knowledge. As a result of Mr. Grassley's probe, getting back to the original story that we started a goddamn hour ago, the Treasury Inspector General for Tax Administration revealed that at least four politicians or political donors have had their personal tax records improperly accessed since 2006. Really? What's going on with that IRS? I'm getting about sick and tired of this story. We all know what happened. The IRS takes a position. I'm not going to read this whole stupid article. Good God. The IRS takes a position that they don't have to tell you the wrongdoing by their own agency and employees because of the protections that are supposed to be afforded to the taxpayer and then reversed and afforded to the IRS employee. Well, the whole deal with this is, in a nutshell, they're not going to have any hearings. They're not going to do anything about it because if they do, then certain private information might be exposed. And they don't want to do that. They're going to be exposed. So they don't want to do that. The government's going to be exposed for lying, cheating, stealing, and all other sorts of criminal activity. So that's why they're not going to do it. So they use these lame excuses. Well, it's to protect the taxpayer. Really? Or is it to protect the IRS, the criminals in the IRS committing the crimes? I think we know the answer to that. And if you don't, well, I don't know. This is a big problem. The agency is a big problem, said Cleta Mitchell, a Washington lawyer who has sued the IRS on behalf of the National Organization for Marriage. The Treasury Inspector General for Tax Administration, the primary investigative body in the O'Donnell case, which first informed her that her tax information had been breached, said very, very little. Of course. In other words, Miss O'Donnell, you got screwed because you're a Republican. That's the deal. Well, maybe now if we start getting Republicans in office, because they're not, they don't do that. And us on the right, I'm sorry, but we don't think that way. In order to act a certain way, you have to think a certain way. In order to talk a certain way, you have to think a certain way. So the only thing that comes out of your mouth is nothing but hate, 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 racism, racism, misogynist, homophobicisms, all these other friggin' isms. If that's the only thing that comes out of your goddamn mouth, which is the only thing that seems to come out of these liberals' mouths, then that must mean, just based on just simple psychology, that that is what they feel. That's what they think. Why would they talk about all this hate and racism and misogynism and all this other isms if it's not on their mind? Well, if it's on their mind, it's going to come out of their mouth. Now, these are people that have never been to a Tea Party. First of all, the Tea Party is made up of over 55% women. So how the hell they could possibly be misogynists? I don't know. Unless I guess women hate women, but if you're a woman, can't you hate a woman? I don't know. But I've been to a number of Tea Parties. I've stepped to the Capitol building. I've seen gay, straight. I've seen those transcontinental genders there. I even talked to one. It was kind of hard. I mean, kind of easy not to, kind of easy to recognize that this was a man. Nobody said a damn thing about it. Nobody cares. There's old people, young people, black people, Chinese people. There's just people. Americans. That's all we are. We don't stand for this radical crap that you see on television. We want the government to be fiscally responsible. We want the government to follow the Constitution. And when I say the government follow the Constitution, that means not only the government, law enforcement, but the citizens as well. And we want the government just to simply stay out of our lives, allow us to be free. But the fact that because we had one of our citizens, one of our brothers, make a video that did not offend Muslims in Libya, that whole thing with in Egypt, that uprising, first of all, that was bogus. I wouldn't be a bit surprised if our own government didn't show that video to a couple of guys and they got themselves all exercised over it, and it really amounted to not a whole hell of a lot. But when your own government can blame a citizen for exercising his right of freedom of speech and throw him in jail to protect you because of what you did and what you did not do. You relax your security and you not once but twice stopped rescue teams from going to rescue our brothers out there being attacked, burnt, shot. RPGs, they were murdered. They weren't killed, they were murdered. First of all, when our citizens exercise their freedom of speech, when they exercise their rights, their liberties, okay, they don't get persecuted for that because it offended a terrorist. We don't kowtow to terrorism. We stand up to terrorism. We don't prosecute our people because we exercised our freedom of speech that offended somebody, and because this somebody killed a bunch of people, now the person who exercised their right of freedom of speech has to be persecuted because these other people went out and killed our people? Okay, why didn't we go out and prosecute those people that killed our brothers? No, we prosecuted a filmmaker. This could have been a great moment for you, Mr. Obama. You could have stood up and said, you know what? This is our citizen. He's got the right He's got freedom of speech. He exercised his right. He's got the right to exercise his freedom of speech. So no, he's not going to be persecuted. And we're going to persecute those in Benghazi who attacked and murdered our brothers. But he didn't. He threw this man, the filmmaker, in jail. And what has come from Benghazi again? It took us 2 weeks to send the FBI in there after everybody looted it. CNN was in there before the FBI. CNN? How the hell does CNN get into Benghazi before our FBI? We don't kowtow to terrorism. We don't prosecute those who offend terrorists. Well, they offended a terrorist, and the terrorist went out and he shot and killed a whole bunch of people. So it's this guy who offended the terrorism. This guy who offended the terrorist. That's the guy who really did it. No, it's the man or men's that went out and killed all of our people. That's who's responsible. Well, maybe if we had a president that actually understood the Constitution, understood the purpose and the reasoning and the necessity for freedom. This country cannot survive without freedom. Look, these other countries, they have been free for God knows how long. Who cares? I don't care. They want to live that way? That's their business. But I don't want to live that way. I want to live in a free country, and I'm going to do everything I can to make sure that this country is free, and I will not comply. And neither should you. Why should you comply? Why should you worry about whether you're going to upset a terrorist thousands of miles away? You have the right to exercise your freedom of speech. You have that right. You can do it anywhere you want to. You have that right. You should not worry about whether you're going to offend somebody because you have the right to speak. If somebody gets offended by what you say, fine. Let them. If somebody's going to get offended by what you said, more often than not, it's because they didn't understand what you said. Their problem, not yours. You shouldn't have to worry about, oh, wow, I don't want to say this because I might offend some terrorist 12,000 miles away. Well, if that's how you think, I mean, what's the point of you living? Just go jump off a bridge. I don't know. But if you're worried about your freedom of speech, you're living in the wrong country. We don't worry about freedom of speech. We speak. It's called democracy. It's called freedom. And there's nothing wrong with it. You don't have to like what somebody says. You can hate it. You can hate their guts. But because somebody says something different than and believes in a political ways different than yours, does not give you the right to use the IRS and the EPA and the NSA, the Justice Department, to attack you just so you can win another election. It's not about winning the election. It's about doing the right thing for the right people, the American people. Well, what is the right thing? Well, again, I know I refer to this document all the time. I know it's racist, it's homophobic, it's horrible, it's a hate document. But it is our document. And I said the C word. And no, I am not about to put a penny in the cuss jar for saying the C word. It's called the Constitution. It's for everybody. It's not just for one group. It's for everybody. It's not just for the white-haired, elderly, rich Republicans, which don't exist in the Tea Party, by the way, just to let you know, but that's quite all right. There's actually more money in the Democratic Party than there is in the Republican Party, and there's a hell of a lot more money on Wall Street in the Democratic Party than there is in the Republican Party, but you can't say that because why? Well, that's not what we want to believe. You can only say what we want to believe. Well, how do these liberals keep up with all these latest and greatest ways of thinking? I mean, do they got their own little website that they log on every morning? Oh, okay, the thought of the day? I can no longer think this way. I got to think that way now. Oh, okay. Maybe I need to get signed up for that. Maybe I'll get my daily email on how to think and feel. Well, I do get that daily email. Every morning when I open my eyes and I wake up and I get out of bed, I tell me how to think and feel. You need to tell you how to think and feel. You don't let anybody tell you how to think and feel. It's not their position. It's not their responsibility. It's your responsibility. Whether you're right or wrong, it doesn't matter. But you've got to do it. You're never going to learn if you don't do it on your own. How are you going to learn to do something if you have somebody else telling you exactly every step what to do? How are you going to actually learn it and learn how to do it on your own? Well, Jesus God Almighty, sweet blue frickin' heaven. We'll be back after this.
What I haven't been willing to negotiate, and I will not negotiate, is on the debt
limit. I'm just going to have to reiterate, John, the president's basically is not going to be negotiating over the debt
limit.
Look,
the president's been very clear. He's not negotiating on the debt limit.
What I will not do is to have that negotiation.
Let me reiterate what our position is, and it is unequivocal. We will not negotiate with Republicans in Congress. He will certainly meet with Putin.
I did discuss this with President Putin. This is something that is not new. I've been discussing this with President Putin for some time now.
We're going to work with the Russians.
Mr. Foreign Minister, we are serious, as you are, about engaging in substantive, meaningful negotiations.
Negotiations.
We are prepared to negotiate in good faith, in mutual respect.
For decades, the White House, the Congress, have used the debt limit to find bipartisan solutions on the deficit and the debt.
On healthcare, Gene Shaheen didn't tell the truth.
You can keep your insurance if you like it. It will increase choices for families. It will promote competition.
The facts. More than 20,000 New Hampshire patients have had their coverage canceled, and Obamacare offers only one insurer on New Hampshire's individual market. So next November, if you like your senator, you can keep her. If you don't, you know what to do. Ending Spending, Inc. is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Okay, and we're back. If I can get my microphone back on. Anyway, we are back, and I know I went very, very, very long. I never had a chance to even get underway this morning, but let's open up my treasure chest anyway, and let's find out what the hell we got in here. All righty, I'm going to do everything I can to get through this today. Too many people pissed me off this morning. First of all, Blog Talk Radio screwed me, pissed me off. Keep cutting me off. You can never sign on, and when you do, it cuts you off. It's very disturbing. Try to run a radio program, and it keeps cutting you off. I don't know what's going on, but I'm sick of it. Republicans to offer broad immigration plan, which means
all right, just stop. We'll never get through anything today.
MSNBC's breaking news. Wait till you see this. This is just pathetic. This is MSNBC's breaking news. And you wonder why I bitch, piss, and moan about the media, about the irresponsible press corps that we have in this country. Well, I will demonstrate today just exactly why I feel that way. I'm going to back up what I say with proof. New York Times is doing their best to pave the way for Hillary hitman Clinton. Boy, they can't. Oh, they're good doing every fluff piece and hatching job they can on anybody who's anywhere close to challenging old Hillary. Well, she's never going to be president. If the American people vote this woman into president, okay, you deserve her. Us that don't, we don't deserve it. That will split the country even further than we're already split. This president has already divided this country. I mean, we've never been more polarized than ever before. We have never been this polarized. He was supposed to be the big uniter. Really? He's a big fighter. He gets his left angry. But we're the angry ones. We're the haters, but you hear nothing but hate and discontent from the left, but the right, we're the haters. Okay.
We're freedom for everybody. We're not freedom just for the left. We're freedom for everybody. That is part of the Tea Party. We don't care who you are. If you're an American citizen, the Constitution is for you, period. Conversation just ended. And now we got this Bob Schieffer, which is another reason why I've been bitching, pissing, and moaning about the media. This irresponsible boob. This guy irritates me, this Bob Schieffer. I mean, what a hack. I mean, just a joke. This guy is a scumbag. He's a piece of work. I'm sorry, I got nothing nice to say about this guy. I'm sick and tired of these guys talking down to me, but I can't talk down to them. No. Yeah, I am going to criticize him. I am going to call him a hack. I am going to call him a piece of garbage. I got freedom of speech, and I'm going to exercise it. You got your stupid freedom of speech, Mr. Bob Schieffer. You can get on your goddamn little television program and lie through your frickin' teeth from the entire time that you're on. But nobody can criticize you. Now we got more Satoru Care woes. Children unable to be included on their parents' insurance family plan. Hopefully we got enough time to find out what that's about. And California's got only one-third have regained their insurance after they lost it through Satoru Care. And if you don't know what I mean by Satoru, I don't call this president president because he's not a president. He's not acting like a president. Presidents go through Congress. Presidents understand the Constitution and they follow it. I call him the president pro tempore. What that means is he's temporarily the president until we can figure out what the hell to do with him. Either we can impeach him or we can get him to start following the Constitution. Either one, I really don't care. If he wants to stay in office, fine. He can stay in office. He won the election fair and square. We'll get into that later, but he won the election. So if he wants to stay in office, he needs to start acting like a president, and I'll call him president. I don't call him Barack Obama. I don't know. Is that his name? I don't know. He was a citizen of Indonesia as Barry Satoru. He gets free college in America as a foreign exchange student under the name Barry Satoru. So is he Barry Satoru or is he Barack Obama? Well, we don't know. Was he born in the United States? Was he born in Hawaii or was he born in Indonesia or born in Kenya? We don't know. I don't care where he was born. And personally, I don't care if he was a citizen or not. I don't care. Doing a lot of very bad things to this country, and I don't like it. I don't like my freedoms and liberties taken away from me, especially to a terrorist. I got to get strip searched and a full goddamn body cavity search to fly on a plane? No, we stand up to terrorism. We don't give in to terrorism, period. All right, let's get in here, because we do got a lot to go. I'll cover this other story here. Let's get into some of these clips that I have here. This is MSNBC. Since we're on the media, this is Andrea Mitchell. She's talking to, I can't remember who this congresswoman is. But they're talking about the NSA, which is a pretty important topic in you know, going on today in the country. So I'm not gonna say anything. If you haven't heard this, then you want to pay attention. And you tell me if we have a responsible, intelligent media or not. Go ahead. Play Andrea Mitchell, cut number one. Go. Hello?
I do think we may have reached a tipping point here. This is the latest group to weigh in and say that this vast collection of data is not that useful and infringes substantially on personal privacy. The president tried to address this last Friday and said that in a short period of time he wants recommendations. But I think at this point we should seriously consider not continuing
Congresswoman
Section
Harmon,
215
let me
and
interrupt
getting
you. Congresswoman, let me interrupt you just for a moment. We've got some breaking news out of Miami. Stand by if you will.
Right now in Miami, Justin Bieber has been arrested on a number of charges. The judge is reading the charges, including resisting arrest and driving under the influence. He's appearing now before the judge for his bond hearing. Let's watch.
All right, enough of this. Get this. Shut it off. Okay, here we are. We're talking about the NSA. Spying on not only every single American citizen, but every single citizen on planet friggin' Earth. And we got to break in to see Justin Bieber, this no-talent little punk. Go back to Canada. Let Canada have you. Maybe that's why you're over here, because Canada didn't want you. I'm sorry, but this guy is just, he's a punk. We got to break in on a congressman, a congresswoman, talking about the NSA to watch Justin Bieber get indicted? Who cares? Poor the little bastard. His music sucks, by the way. He's supposed to be some big rapper, and he wears his, you know, the hat, you know, a certain way, and tries to act like he's some, you know, from the hood. He's from Canada. They don't have hoods. What the hell's this guy talking about? I mean, I just can't stand people like this. His music sucks. I'm sorry. It's not good. There is no good pop music today. It doesn't exist. But that's just me. Even though I don't like Justin Bieber, I don't like that stupid Britney Spears or any of these other whack jobs that are in popular music today. Now, does that mean that I got to go and get together with my politician friends and all my buddies and all my organizations to put an end to these people, put an end to this kind of music? No. They have the right to make this music. But the American people have the right to listen to it. If they want to spend their hard-earned money on this crap, then do. Go for it. Do it. But I do have the right to criticize it because it sucks. It's not good. A lot of this music is so angry, I can't listen to rap. It's just too angry. I don't need to listen to that. Music needs to come from the heart, not from the ass. You don't need to be that angry. Some of these kids are doing this rap. I mean, they're too young to be that angry. How could you get that angry at that age? Well, that if they're really that angry, that says there's a big problem. I mean, look, we have, I don't know how many, literally, millions of kids in these inner cities that are running without no parents at all, no teachers, they got nothing. What else are they supposed to do? They're on their own. They've got that anger in them because society just didn't want anything to do with them. That's our fault. We need to do a much better job of taking care of our children, taking care of our brothers, our sisters. Look, we're Americans. We're all related. We're all brothers. We're all sisters. We don't have to have the same blood running through our frickin' veins to be brothers and sisters. I'm sorry. I don't buy that. Anyway, moving on. Let's cover this stupid Bob Schieffer. This guy's just a piece of work. I'm sorry. I'm sick and tired of people calling him a stand-up guy. I wish he'd stand up and walk out. So this is Bob Schieffer on those Sunday morning puke shows, which I couldn't watch yesterday. I can't watch these things anymore. And I lost my voice. Forgive me, I have to do a lot of drinking. I lost my voice over the weekend. Our show, you know I'm an actor, and you know about my show. We made the semifinals Friday night. So we perform again on February 4th in the city, 303 West 42nd Street. It's right there on the corner of 42nd and 8th. So we made the semifinals. I've been doing a lot of talking and a lot of acting. I got to do a lot of screaming on stage, so I have no voice. I tried to do everything I could and not speak yesterday, but here we are. So anyway, this is Bob Schieffer with Ted Cruz, excuse me, on the government shutdown. And it's all Republicans' fault for shutting the government down, even though we know that the Republicans funded the government, but it was the Senate and the
Obama or Satoru administration that said, no, we don't want to fund it that way. We want to fund it this way, so we're going to shut the government down. And they blame Republicans. Well, this mantra that the American people are so upset with Republicans for shutting down the government, not. Why would you be so upset with the Republicans even if they did shut the government down? Why would you be upset with them? I wasn't upset that the government was shut down. It was only 17% of the government that shut down, and it's at least 17% that could be shut down permanently. We could shut down 30, 40, 50% of our government, and we'd still be able to function. We'd actually be able to function a lot better. So this notion that this really hurts the American people for the government shutting down is bogus. So this is hack job Bob Schieffer here with Ted Cruz. Go ahead, cut number one. Go.
Let me go back to one thing. And the question I asked you was, would you ever conceive of threatening to shut down the government again?
Well, as I said, I didn't threaten to shut down the government the last time. I don't think we should ever shut down the government. I repeatedly voted to fund the federal government.
And shut up,
if you didn't threaten to shut down the government, who was it that did? I mean,
but we'll go on to
Secretary President Obama. But, Bob, look, I understand that the White House, over and over again, the shutdown is the Republicans' fault. And I understand that's what you're repeating. But the reality is, I voted over and over again to fund the federal government. And the reason we had a shutdown, look, the Democrats were very candid. I know they told you, they said, we think the shutdown benefits us politically. Right now, the Democrats are telling you that they want another shutdown because they think it benefits them politically.
Senator,
it's hard to understand that they force a shutdown when they think it benefits them politically.
Senator, I know what Republicans were telling me, like John Boehner, who said this was the disaster.
John Boehner's a hack!
Again. But let me ask you one more.
Here. Shut him up. Don't you did it, Bob Schieffer. Well, I know what the Republicans told me. John Boehner. Boehner? Shut up. Well, John Boehner said that it was ridiculous. It was never going to happen again. Well, John Boehner is ridiculous. And that goddamn condescending laugh this Bob Schieffer has. Bob, were you not paying attention to what happened in October? Were you not paying attention? It was just a few months ago, you idiot. And why is it so important to blame Republicans for shutting down the government? They funded it. They sent they sent the bill up to the Senate that completely funded the government. It just didn't have Satoru Care in it. Why? Well, because look what we have now. We have nobody signed up for this cockamamie health care. Nobody. Well, what do you mean? The government said we got millions that are signed up. In each state, they got millions. Oh, yeah? Really? Talk to the insurance companies. How many of those people do they have records of? Oh, they don't have anybody. Why? Well, because that part that sends over all that personal private information to the insurance company, that part of the website hasn't even been built yet. It's not completed. So I ask you again, how many people have insurance? Zero. Now, just wait. Just wait. This entire 2014, what's going to happen? Well, you're going to start seeing employers having to drop people from insurance because now they're obligated by this Satoru Care law. They've got to provide insurance. Well, they can't provide it, so they got to get rid of them. Now it's left for these people. They have to provide insurance for themselves. But how? They can't afford it. They go on the website. First of all, you can't get through. It's insecure. Hackers are just waiting for people with a lot of money to come on there so they can take it. And even if you do get all the way through and you do think you're signed up, nobody has your information. So you go to the hospital with a slit jugular vein. Well, nothing we can do about it. It's got to come out of your pocket now. 50 million people they were touting that were uninsured. So they build a website that can only handle 7 million if they can ever get it to work, which they're nowhere anywhere close. So what happened to that other 43 million? Where are those people that are uninsured? For those 50 million people that were uninsured, where are those people, Mr. Satoru, that you were supposed to help? Wasn't this
this ACA now that you call it, because you don't call it Obamacare. Now you call it the Affordable Care Act, which is not affordable. So where are these 50 million people that were uninsured? Where are they? Where's their insurance? No, they don't have any. All the people that did have insurance, you took them off their insurance because they didn't have abortion care. Well, what if somebody doesn't want abortion care? What if they don't believe in abortion? Or what if they're to the point where they're too old to have any kids? Or what if they just physically can't have any kids? Why do they have to pay for abortion care? All right, now this, it gets even worse. This is Ted Cruz saying that Obama should apologize to the nation for basically his debacle to the country, which I believe he should, but he won't. But at least, you know, Ted Cruz, say what you want. I know the left hates his guts because he stood up and did his job. I mean, the left, I mean, they're so thin-skinned. You can't say anything to them. They can call you the biggest names, haters. Imagine being called a hater if you're on the left. I don't think they understand what it's like to be called a hater. A homophobe, misogynist, a hater, a racist. That's another thing that pisses me off. I'll tell you, the next son of a bitch who calls me a racist, I think I'm gonna lose it. I've had enough. I really feel sorry for the poor bastard who calls me a racist again, and I don't care if they're male or female. Somebody's going to be losing some teeth because I'm going to go absolutely just, I'm going to go nuclear. That's not a word that you just use willy-nilly. Because what happens to the real racist when the real racist comes out? Well, it's just like crying wolf. You keep calling racism, you keep crying wolf, people keep coming to the rescue. Oh, got old Sharpton and Jackson, can't wait to run there, and then they find out, well, there is no racism. Oh, I guess I got to go back to my hole. But when people hear Sharpton and Jackson talk about racism, they turn them off. So when real racism comes, people are just, another one of those Sharpton jobs. Not interested. It's very dangerous to cry wolf. All right, let's get this cut number two with Ted Cruz and Bob the Hack Schieffer. Go ahead.
You know, in terms of whether we should have stood and fought on Obamacare, I think the proof is in the pudding. Millions of people across the country have seen now why we were standing and fighting, because Obamacare is a disaster. And you know, for the State of the Union, one of the things President Obama really ought to do is look in the TV camera and...
What the hell was that? Let's try this again. What's going on back there?
In terms of whether we should have stood and fought on Obamacare, I think the proof is in the pudding. Millions of people across the country have seen now why we were standing and fighting, because Obamacare is a disaster. And you know, for the State of the Union, one of the things President Obama really ought to do is look in the TV camera and say to the over 5 million Americans all across this country who've had their health insurance canceled because of Obamacare, to look in the camera and say, I'm sorry. I told you if you like your health insurance plan, you can keep it. I told you if you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor. And that wasn't true. I'm sorry. But then, Bob, here's the real kicker. If you're really sorry, you don't just say you're sorry. You actually do something to fix the problem. The pattern we've seen over and over again with this president is he says he's sorry, he expresses outrage, but then he doesn't fix the problem. He keeps doing it over and over again.
All right, let me go back to one
thing. Oh, shut up, Schieffer. They got to stop him because, every time a Republican is just about to tell the truth and just about to expose a liberal, I've got very important. We got breaking news. Justin Bieber is being indicted. Bob Schieffer, you are a joke. I know you've been in the news business for a long time, but that doesn't mean anything. Just because you've been there for goddamn eons doesn't mean that you're not a joke. You're a joke. You're pathetic. You're a hack. All of you people are. Every single one of these people. We do not have a responsible media. And that includes Fox News as well. I'm sorry. I just want to be able to once watch some kind of news clip, read a newspaper article, read any kind of news that I know and I feel comfortable I'm getting the truth. I don't want anybody's opinion. I don't care. There's a 480-car goddamn pileup on the road. We got blood, guts, and gore splattered all over the frickin' highway. Let's go to Bob at the horrific scene. Wow, that's just insignificant. Of course it's horrific. You have to say that. Really? You just got done telling me there's a 480-car pileup with blood, guts, and gore splattered all over the goddamn highway. Are you telling me I'm not smart enough to come up to the conclusion that that is horrific? I need a newscaster to tell me that this is horrific? Because I don't have enough in me to know that 480 cars are piled up all over the highway and there's blood, guts, and gore splattered from top to bottom? Chunks of brains and pieces of, you know, arms and fingers and toes and feet, eyeballs. That's not horrific. I need you to tell me that's horrific because I'm watching this going, God damn, I don't know. Is this horrific or not? Hey, honey. Yeah, a 480-car pileup on the highway with blood, guts, and gore splattered everywhere. Would that be horrific? I'm not sure. Just give the goddamn facts and shut up. Will you please? Just once. Now, getting back to this Satoru care. I didn't get a chance to read the whole thing, so let's get this through here now. I'm going to be quick. We've only got about, 20 minutes left. Oh, shut up. So anyway, families shopping for health insurance through the new federal marketplace are running into trouble getting everyone covered when their children are eligible for Medicaid, but their parents are not. And you want the government to control more of your life? Let's see, what is the government, what has liberalism ever brought us that has been successful? Well, was it Medicare, Medicaid? No, that's pretty much bankrupt, and now it's in Obamacare, so God only knows what's going to happen with that. How about Social Security? Well, that was fine until it went bankrupt, too. And now they're bringing us Obamacare, which is going to bankrupt the country. Insurance companies are now going bankrupt because they got to pay for all these people that didn't even know was on their plans. Some of these insurance companies are going to have to pay for people that are not on insurance plans. They've got a mess on their hands. There's people that actually do have insurance and making payments. Where those payments are going, God only knows. Somebody's getting the money, but they don't have insurance. And you want the government to run and control more of your life? Now you want the government to take this on and be single payer? They can't even handle this. How the hell are they going to handle a single payer? Well, that's going to be easier. Just one person take care of it. Just one agency. Like, we need another goddamn government agency. We've got too many government agencies. Where's the second part? Children who qualify for Medicaid, the safety net program for the poor, disabled, can't be included on subsidized family plans purchased through the federal marketplace. Blah, 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 blah. And in New Hampshire, some parents who have enrolled in private plans for themselves alone are finding out later that their children aren't eligible for Medicaid after all, leaving their kids with no options. In other words, the kids don't have insurance. The children are getting stuck in this spot where we've enrolled the parent, but we can't bring the children back on the family plan. Was that your plan, Mr. Satoru, altogether? Was that your big plan for your health care? Is this what you envisioned? I think it is. I think there's a combination. Exactly. There was something on TV yesterday. I can't remember what show it was, but they were talking about whether this was incompetence or deliberate. And one side said it was complete and total incompetence, and the other side, no, it's deliberate. Personally, I think it's a combination of both. I think it's just kind of happenstance that this turned out to be a debacle, and they're using that. Oh, wait a minute. Yeah, we planned this all along. We want single payer. Well, I don't think the government has earned the right to control our health care, especially through single payer. They haven't earned that right. What do you mean by that? What do you mean, earn the right? Well, look what they've done so far. Every time that they get in charge of something regarding your life. Yeah, that's what I mean. They haven't earned the right to control 1/6 of the economy and your health care. Your health care is your life. They are now controlling your life, whether you live or die. The government now controls whether you live or die. Not you and your doctor, but your government. Not you and your family. Not you and your family along with your doctors and none of that. No. Government now controls whether you live or die. That's why I can't comply with this crap. I reject it every turn, and you should too. If we're going to be a free people, we need to be free. But we have to act free. And we must demand that our freedom. We must fight for our freedom each and every day. Just because we have a constitution that says we're free doesn't mean that we are. Because if the government isn't going to follow it, the citizens aren't going to follow it, the law enforcement isn't going to follow it, then you're not free. You're only as free as you demand you to be. Well, I'm free. I don't let anybody take away my rights or liberties. Even though they have. But I don't take it standing down. And neither should you. And this November, we need to do a much better job than we have. This is the absolute, this is it. Those other elections since 2008, yes, those were extremely important elections. And they were always, this is it. You can't, you screw this one up, no. We're at the end. This is it. We screw this November election up. We're done. I guarantee it. You can put it in the books. We don't win this election in November. It will not take long, and there will be civil unrest throughout this country. We've already seen what's happening in Detroit and Chicago. My God, Chicago. These are kids, man. These are teenagers getting slain in the freaking streets, man. This is real. This isn't fake. This isn't TV. This is real. There's a problem. There's a problem with that. It's okay to take care of our children. It's okay to pay attention to them. It's okay to treat them like adults. It's okay to give them support. It's okay to give them, you know, to teach them. It's okay to be their friends. But we're not. We're letting these kids run wild in the streets by themselves. They got no parental control. When the cop sees them, all they want to do is just beat the living hell out of them. Beat them with a stick, shoot them with their guns, taser them. They don't care what's going on in this kid. They don't care what's going on in this kid's head, in this kid's heart. He's a wild animal, man. He has no guidance whatsoever. Cops don't care about that. They just want to shoot him. They just want to throw him in jail. That'll serve him. That'll stop it. Really? So he's just going to grow up in prison to be a bigger criminal. You're not helping the kid at all. I just see what's going on in the inner cities, man. I just find that an absolute freaking disgrace. The country the size of the United States would allow, first of all, to allow Detroit go bankrupt. That right there. That's 70 years of Democratic rule that brought that city down. That's pathetic. That's ridiculous. That's wrong. Chicago, Baltimore, New York, all these big cities, L.A., Miami, we have far too much murder in this country. And it's not just with the guns, just so you know, liberals. So now, California, only 1/3 have regained insurance. Because nobody's signing up for Obamacare. They don't want it. And the ones that do want it can't afford it. The ones that need it, actually, not the ones that want it. Nobody really wants it. But the people that actually need insurance cannot afford it. Then you want the government to have single payer. Well, and to tax you because you don't Because you can't afford this mandatory health insurance. Well, first of all, the government shouldn't make you buy anything. It doesn't matter what it is. You can't force somebody to buy or sell anything. That's not the role of our government. I don't find that anywhere in the Constitution. And don't give me this Commerce Clause crap either. Commerce Clause says the Congress will regulate commerce, not mandate commerce. There's a big difference between regulate commerce and mandate commerce. Regulate commerce simply means you set up the rules and regulations on how business is conducted. You don't set up on rules and regulations on everybody buys what the you want the what the government wants the American people to buy. And the insurance companies have to sell a product that they may not want to sell. Abortion. That's what this is all about. This whole Sotoro Care, ACA, whatever stupid Obamacare, whatever stupid name you want to put on it. This is all in the name of free abortions. Why it's so important to have your vagina scraped, have your fetus, the little baby inside you, ripped out piece by piece and thrown in a trash can. And if it's still breathing, to have a pair of scissors jammed in the back of its neck until it's dead. Why that is so important to you people on the left, I just cannot figure that out at all. But it's not your body, you have no... Well, it's not your body being affected either there, sweetheart. It's that body inside you. That's what's being affected. Not only that, it is 50% of the man. So if the father doesn't want you to abort his child, he should have the right to say, no, I don't want you to abort my child. If you don't want it, I'll take care of it. But that child is 50% of the man. It's not just all woman. And it's not her body being affected unless a doctor botches the abortion. So don't give me that. It's not your body crap. I don't want to listen to that nonsense. Look, abortion's been on the books for, what, almost 40 years now? You want to scrape your vagina and take your baby piece by piece and throw it in a trash can? I don't want any part of it, but it, for whatever reason, it's the law. It's settled law. Why they're still fighting this war, I don't know. You have your abortion. You know that there has been, since Roe versus Wade, this is an interesting stat, I read this last week. There have been more abortions since Roe versus Wade than all the casualties of all the wars America has fought, beginning with the Revolutionary War. Can you believe that? And not by just a little bit. By bunches. By bunches. What is it, 1.6 million abortions a year, something like that? Do the math. That's a lot of abortions. But I'm a hater. And I'm a misogynist.
Is that your body? Is that your body? You have no choice. You're a man. You didn't have any choice in my body.
Well, it's not your body being affected, sweetheart. And that growing in your body, that's partly mine. Okay? It's 50% me and 50% you. I didn't invent nature. It's not my fault that women actually carry the baby. I didn't have anything to do with it. You got a problem with it? Well, then I guess, you know, you find out whoever created the world, whether it's God or whatever other deity that you believe in. When you die and go to whatever your paradise may be, well, then you argue with the creator. But you don't argue that with me. I don't want to listen to it. If you can't have responsible sex, you shouldn't even be having sex. Yeah, sometimes it happens. You get pregnant by accident. The rubber breaks, the pill doesn't work, whatever. Well, it is what it is. Now you got to be responsible. It's okay to be responsible. It's okay to love your children, whether they're actually yours or not. But we don't love our children. And the teachers, they don't teach the children. So when you, I can't have, and then they say, well, what do you know? You don't know what it's like to be in the classroom. Well, I know what it's, I know you, I don't have to be in the classroom to know that you teachers aren't doing your job. You see, because I have to talk to your students. And they're idiots. They're manufactured idiots that you manufactured. You created them, teachers. You created these students, and you prince, are you parents. You allowed these teachers to create your stupid child. You allow these teachers to manufacture your child's stupidity. You allow them to do that. So that makes you stupid. That makes you lazy. That makes you mean, because you're doing a very big disservice to your children. Thank God now, in New York, teachers are up in arms over Common Core. At least we got something going right here in New York. Why Common Core was even instituted anyway? First of all, government needs to stay out of education. That's number one. It should be localized as possible. Yeah, there should be certain criterias of, yeah. But what the government is doing, they're passing kids that have no business passing school. Look, if you didn't pass the grade, you shouldn't move on. It's just the way it is. Why you didn't study, why you didn't learn, that could be a whole host of reasons. But you should not get a high school education or a college education if you didn't earn it. And this president that we have here, this president pro tempore, Barry Satoro, I guarantee you he didn't actually pass. And especially I can guarantee you he didn't pass the bar. I've heard this man talk about the Constitution. There is no way that you can convince me that this man actually passed the bar exam to become a lawyer, a constitutional lawyer. He doesn't understand the document. He passed the bar because he was a foreign exchange student. Of course, that's what the records say. But he was actually born in Hawaii. But we don't know. Again, it doesn't really matter where he was born. It's not the point. The point is, the man did not earn his degree. It was given to him. He spent one day in court. That's it. His wife was disbarred, by the way, for corruption. She's no longer a lawyer. She was disbarred. Did the media talk about that? No. Can't do that. And Obama spent one day in court, and I read the transcript. The judge reamed into him so bad, even Acorn said, "No, you can't be with us anymore. You need to go be a community organizer." That's how he got to be a community organizer, because he spent one day in court and was basically fired. He's incompetent. But I'm the hater. Well, anyway, folks, we are dangerously close to running out of time. And, of course, as always, I never shut up, and we didn't get through anything, but we'll get through the rest tomorrow. And thanks for the caller calling in. If you're still listening, don't hesitate to call in again. And if you haven't called and you want to call, don't worry. I don't bite that hard. This show is for everybody. I don't care if you disagree with me or not. That's not what it's about. It's about you getting your voice heard. That's what Blog Talk Radio is all about. You want to spout out? You want to get your voice heard? You want to agree or disagree? Well, that's what this show's about. So let it out, man. Let it out, and you must be free. All righty, guys. We'll see you back here tomorrow morning at 10. Goodbye, everybody. You feel that?